Those documents released by Al Jazeera also raise questions for American negotiators. What more could the U.S. have done to support the Palestinian offers? And how does the U.S. try to revive talks when all sides seem to be losing credibility? NPR's Michelle Kellerman put those questions to Americans who've been involved in the peace negotiations.
A former ambassador to Israel, Daniel Kurtzer, has been writing about U.S. mediation efforts in the Middle East and says there are some lessons to be drawn from the latest leaked documents.
Assuming the information in the papers is close to reality, it raises very substantial questions as to why the Bush administration didn't understand that there had been a significant narrowing of differences and that a big push a couple of years ago might actually have advanced this process rather substantially.
Kurtzer, who now teaches at Princeton University, says the Obama administration also comes across as reluctant to put ideas on the table. He says the leaks, which show that the Palestinians were ready in 2008 to make major compromises, should push the Obama administration to, quote, get its act together and show some leadership.
The gaps are far narrower than people would have assumed, and therefore, if the administration has been waiting for that narrowing to put forward a bridging position, it now has evidence that the bridge can be built.
That bridge may be harder to build now, though, with a different Israeli government and a Palestinian Authority grappling with the political fallout from these leaks. Another U.S. veteran of the peace process, Robert Dineen of the Council on Foreign Relations, cautions against reading too much into the documents.
This release is sort of a Rorschach test, and everyone is going to draw from it their own pre-existing policy recommendations. And so those who believe that a negotiated settlement is possible will be bolstered by these revelations. Those who believe that the Israelis are not serious will point to certain things here and say that that's what it demonstrates.
One thing is clear, Dineen adds, the leaks will make it harder for the Obama administration to revive talks.
And that, I think, was its design. It was released by people who think that the negotiations do not serve Palestinian interests, and that this is not the way to go.
The leaks come at a time when Palestinians are already working on Plan B, taking their cause to the United Nations to try to win Palestinian statehood. Former Ambassador Kurtzer says the leaks will give more impetus to this push at the UN.
The argument now is, look how far we went. We didn't get anything in return, so why shouldn't we go to the UN?
And what should the U.S. response be to that, do you think?
If I were the administration now, I'd be very worried, because there is not a good response.
The U.S. has been urging the Palestinians not to move ahead with a U.N. Security Council resolution condemning Israeli building projects in the occupied West Bank. As State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley repeated today, New York is not the place to resolve the conflict.
The best and only way to fundamentally resolve the core issues, reach an agreement, and end the conflict once and for all is through a negotiation, not through unilateral statements, unilateral actions.
He wouldn't vouch for the documents leaked by Al Jazeera, but acknowledged that they will make an already difficult job of reviving a peace process even harder. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.